News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Ireland will be required to choose between summertime and wintertime, with the set clock set to come into place in 2021. Fine Gael MEP Deirdre Clune has been following this story for the last number of years, and indeed arguing in relation to the story for the last number of years. Deirdre, we've spoken to you on the programme about this before, but things seem to be finally coming to a head on summertime and wintertime. Just explain to us, what exactly is the situation?
Well, the situation is, originally the Commission produced a proposal, and that means it goes to Parliament and to the Council as well. The Council is comprised of representatives of Member States. And yesterday in the Transport Committee, the Parliament approved the decision to abolish the clock changes. And it said from March next year, Member States should decide whether they're going to stay with summertime or wintertime. And that from the following year, 2021, the whole thing should be put in place. And they've asked the Commission as well to coordinate and to supervise and to implement, because there will be difficulties with different times and across different borders. So
of
that
course
needs to be coordinated.
So basically they're saying you have to pick a side. The old days of moving the clock forward and back, that's not going to wash anymore. So does that mean the end of the clocks going forward or back? We have to decide between summertime and wintertime.
That's it. That's what it means. It's this came from a consultation the Commission had last summer across member states, across the whole of Europe, the 28 countries, and 4.6 million people said they wanted to abolish the clock change altogether. Now, that's every 6 months we either spring forward or go backwards. So that's one thing. One principle is to change, to stop the changing, and the other is, what time do you want to remain in?
Summer or winter?
Deirdre,
isn't there an obvious problem with this, with Brexit, for example? So let's say the Brexit does happen and the UK leave. What if the UK decide they're going to continue moving the clocks forward and back, changing between wintertime and summertime? And then we decide either summertime, probably more likely summertime than wintertime. It means we're going to be on a different time zone potentially than Northern Ireland for 6 months of the year.
Well, that's the coordination process, and that's where there will have to be, as I say, coordination and looking at the implementation and how it affects different member states. But I would think that having the UK members in the Parliament yesterday also voted to stop the clock change or to scrap it. So whether so that is a principle that they want to move towards. So the next step is really just to coordinate and make sure neighbouring countries, if you want.
What's your preference?
A lot of business with the country.
Is your preference summertime?
Summertime, yeah, and I've looked at this a lot now, and we've had lots of hearings and consultation on it. And I think overall, summertime has to have longer, brighter hours in the evening, brighter evenings in the winter is preferable, and it leads for better mental health, better well-being, particularly for elderly people or those confined to home, to have the longer evenings. All the studies do show it is for a better situation.
The downside I can think, and I accept there are upsides, the downside I can think, I think of my own kids cycling to school in the morning. They're going to be cycling in darkness under that scenario.
And they are, and that's something that's going to have to be addressed. But, we now have lots of street lighting, and I don't think many children would cycle on dark roads. There are areas where they're lit. We have reflective gear, and, you know, there will have to be a campaign around that to highlight the dangers of it. But, you know, I think most children, and this is one of the reasons we hear that we have the changes now, is for children going to school. But most children that I know of, and I've looked at this, is they travel either by school bus or they're taken by car.
Yeah.
So, you know, the days of children walking in unlit streets or cycling in unlit streets to school are no longer with us.
Okay. Deirdre, we have to make a decision by when on this?
The decision by next year, 2020, and then a full implementation the following year, 2021. Now, it's a matter for the member states to make up their mind where they're going. And Charlie Flanagan, Minister for Justice, has had a consultation in Ireland. I don't know the results of that and what Irish people think yet, but that's the next step in the legislative process.
Fine Gael MEP Deirdre Clune, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.